USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, the president's attorney, Kenneth Starr, says the U.S. is now living in the age of impeachment.
Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent.
Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by liveatc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller says the helicopter is flying too low for them to monitor.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
No response was heard, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed, killing all 9 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we have to rewrite it very quickly. So I have zero idea what's going to be happening this week or perhaps future weeks. Nobody really does know.
The CDC says more than half the flu cases this season are hitting children and adults under 25. It estimates there have been more than 15 million flu illnesses with 8,200 deaths. 54 children have died of the flu, including 2 students at the Utah Military Academy. The flu virus is widespread in 35 states. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number four with $11 million. Dropping down to number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And Knives Out still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million.
And finally, President Trump is set to hold one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held Thursday in suburban Detroit. The president will be speaking at the Dana Incorporated manufacturing facility in Warren, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.